dog hair split three ways. Can you beat that?
Where are you off to?
Needs a little Pepto-Bismol for that problem. If you even heard it, it's so weak. Anyways, we be going to Sam's and over to Costco's in Spartanburg.
What's your friend? You want to go all the way over to Spartanburg?
You bet. Well, what you up to? Well, we don't like Woodruff Road at all. What you up to today working for the Federal Aviation Administration?
Not at all. Going to a lock company. Give me some locks. A lot of locks. Gonna lock a lot of things up. Or something like that.
Yeah, we used to have special locks, and there was only one or two of us could go down and get the keys made that said do not duplicate on them. And I can tell you this much, if you tried to duplicate them without going to that locksmith, they wouldn't work. That's Spot Wyatt. I'll stand by until I hear you again. KJ4CTD and 0TR.
Between me and my repeater. I'm at everyone's favorite traffic light on this side of town. KJ4CTD. At Spot.
Oh, you're doing fine now, Wyatt. We just turned on the highway at 14 from our place up here, and you've been there, so you know where I'm at.
When you said I went wonky, I was at everyone's favorite traffic light.
What? Down on Church Street or something?
No, on our side of town. It's right there off of 101 and next to that brand spanking new Dollar General they built.
Oh, up north of our place?
What three-way traffic light that everybody loves to hate?
Oh, I got you. Well, it's better than it was when they built them 400 houses up there in that O'Neill edition. So we're straight across from you. Probably get me on reverse real easy now. We're headed out Gap Creek Road.
Passed each other on McElhoney, didn't even know it. Well, you know, it was so much better when there was no, for church at the stop sign. I mean, if you wanted to make a left, like a deep cigarette, better way to go, I mean.
Too much traffic for the infrastructure, Wyatt. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. Well, you been doing any radioing other than on the VHF, UHF side?
We've been a mobile a fair amount in the last 7 days. Been going back and forth to Clemson a lot.
Now, I landed at that airport one time, Bernice and I did. My daughter's neighbor has a 172, and he took us down there.
I've been doing a lot of airport work. I've been working on those renos.
What was
it? Doing some renovations. Almost there. We had a building inspection yesterday. Failed it, of course, but that was to be expected. It was just a progress report.
Leighton.
It failed mainly because the electrician is not done yet.
Well, times have changed. National Electric Code has changed, too. So, I don't know if I envy him or not. I never did mind working on open studs, but I didn't like doing work on renovating old homes.
And cut the sheetrock wherever they needed to, because, you know, we used to have college kids in there, and there's a lot of badly repaired sheetrock. So a lot of that's got to come out anyway. And I got that wonderful, great stuff, insulation all over my hand. I still can't get it off, and it's been on there 24 hours now.
SER Mobile. Yeah, it has a tendency to do that. The way do you get into that blown-in stuff, that's loads of funds, too. Cellulose and et cetera, et cetera.
And other people do that, but we were setting the windows yesterday, among many other things we were doing, and we wanted to get it sealed up. you know, so they could start working on the window trim. But wanted to get it all sealed up so all of our AC didn't leak out and the workers wouldn't complain that it was 150 inside. Get it for CTD Mobile.
Well, we had a inspection by Waldrop Plumbing and Heating this morning on our air conditioner. I have a preventative maintenance program with them. And he did a real fine job. I have an HVAC license, so I can... I can't do the work anymore, but they can't blow smoke up my six either.
I understand. Excuse me. The concept of HVAC, it's not what I do, but we replaced our contractor special grade about 2 years ago now, and everything's working like it should, and it feels great, and it's not 150 degrees upstairs and 40 below downstairs, which is, you know, that's a plus.
I had to change my main contactor about 6 months ago. I didn't have to, but it was clattering quite a bit and pitted, and so went ahead and changed that and one of the bigger capacitors in there, and I have a spare for the other one. The only thing found was that possibly the bearing in the condenser fan might be getting a little old, so when we get a real, real nice day that's going to be that way for a few days, and it is a really, really lovely day, but I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to get the motor numbers and stuff like that off of it and replace that sucker myself, because they get $800 or $900 just to replace a blower motor.
Listen to having our AC unit slowly failing, we practically doubled the SEER number when we installed the new one, which is significantly cheaper since, you know, I actually, for the most part, work from home. You know, Duke sends out that nice little thing monthly or thereabouts that says, this is your average home, this is your efficient home, but they don't say, these are the people that have servers in their home that work from their home, and this is their average.
Yeah, the same goes for us. We pay on a level payment plan, and it's so much better down here than it was up in Kansas, and that's been 13 years ago. But I got no gripe at all with Duke Energy. They've done a fine job. Now, I realize that fuel and all of that's going to, and inflation, and the stock market's falling on its face today, they got to increase the rates. I understand that. But, guys, up in Kansas, we'd have a $300-plus gas bill, plus we would have an electric bill of what, Bernice, about $100? About $100. And ours down here is it's bigger than our home was back there, isn't it? And it's a flat rate of $190 a month. And no gas bill or anything, because we don't have natural gas. I do have propane for the Generac, but you don't have to do anything with that. It runs 6 minutes a week, you know. But we're very thankful for them, and we usually come out ahead. So far every year on that level payment plan, we've been ahead, and then they credit you with that.
I just bought a truckload of propane. Well, not a truckload, but I topped off. They didn't fill me up last year because prices were going up exponentially and they were expecting it to come back down. But bought 115 gallons of propane because I have my emergency heat is gas instead of electric, because it's a lot cheaper than all electric emergency heat. And spent about 113 gallons for $370.
About $3 and some change a gallon then. I don't remember what I give for ours the last time. It was going up. It's been, 2 years? I had them fill it first. And I just did it just for drill because the Generac only runs 6 minutes a week unless you are running on it in a power failure. And it was three something, I think, a gallon. But it's a 300-gallon tank, and I think they can only put 270 in it. And so they just put a few gallons in it, and that topped it off, and there she sits, so ready to go in case of the big winter the power goes out.
Heater is actually on my list. I was just looking because I have my bill actually in hand. I got to go pay it sometime today, tomorrow. They charge 3 1/4 a gallon. But, you know, with the way supply's been tight and all that, it's just like, you know, am I actually ready to put the generator in?
Well, there's a website called Power Equipment Direct. And you can buy one there, and they'll deliver it to you in one of the bigger, well, it's Carolina Heating and Air. We don't use them anymore. I was talking to a friend of mine that used to work for them, and he said, I bought my generator for what they give for it wholesale. And I know I put in it's a 22 kilowatt, and I put in a 16 kilowatt back in Kansas for my brother-in-law, and I bought it there, and they deliver it to your door and on a pallet jack and set it wherever you want, and then it's up to you. And it's PED, or Power Equipment Direct, and that 22 kilowatt back then, which had been several years, was around $4,000. And it's a lot easier to install than one that is not a whole house, put it that way, because you got to put in a sub-panel and pick out 10 circuits if you, say, for example, like George's out on the farm was 16 kilowatt. But boy, they're user-friendly, Wyatt. They really are. I couldn't do this second one by myself, and I had some good friends help me, and I'll never forget them. And, because I just, you know, the generators are heavy. All you got to have is a pad for it to sit on, and you're good to go. And I know with your smarts, it'd be like falling off a log.
When they put in the gas heat, because I didn't have gas heat before, when they put that in, I had them go ahead and stub out for the generator. So that part's already set. I just got to do generator and power panels and all that sort of fun stuff. And I'm thinking whole house just for giggles. And then that way I don't have to figure out which 10 circuits, you know, my 80 or so UPSs are all sitting on. KJ4 CTZ Mobile.
And 0TR Mobile. Yeah, and you don't have to set a sub panel or anything. Just go into that panel and back up to your mains. And it's a joy, I'll tell you. When the power goes out, that sucker comes on in a matter of seconds, you know, probably 15 seconds. And it's great. And it's within about 1 hertz on the cycles and, you know, full compliance. All I do is, every 4 years, I just take the battery out and throw it away and get another one. And they're a smaller battery. They're not very big. And that keeps the smarts inside of it. And then I buy a kit from that Power Equipment Direct, and you don't have to. You can go cross-reference the filters and that. And they send you a kit of 2 spark plugs. You don't need a fuel filter because you're on propane. And they'll send you the main air filter intake, and it's just really, really easy to maintain. Nothing to it at all. And we just love ours. And like I said, everything's, when you get it, everything's marked. The wires are all marked. I recommend them highly. And there's some other good ones out there, you know, Kohler and different ones. But take a look at that website and then compare your prices locally and see what you come up with. Power Equipment Direct.
Yep, any problems whatsoever with Generac, they make a lot of good stuff. Can't afford a, you know, full-on Caterpillar or diesel generator. I mean, that would just be insane. Although they are nice generators. Don't have that much money. KJ4, Steve Mobile.
Water cooled or anything like that, you'd have a 200 amp main, and so 22 kilowatts, plenty. I think they make a 24 now that's still air cooled, and it's got a great motor in it. I forget who makes the motor in them right now, but I change the spark plugs in it about every 2 or 3 times that it calls for maintenance. It's got a light on it and tells you that. And then I know the software, so I can reset the date in there so that the amber light on the side of it will come on when you need maintenance. And that truth table that you got to look at is a little complex. And so I figured out how to enter the date and the time. I got to stop and think every time, though, means I'm getting old, how to do it. But it's no big deal at all, and I could show you. And they have a funny way of doing the flowchart thing, is all I can say.
I'm getting the shadow of a about near, so I'm going to go ahead and place these streets with it, and we'll catch it before CTD.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. It's been nice talking to you this morning, and we just pulled back out. We went to the post office here in Lyman, and now we're on the road again, just like Willie Nelson. 73's Wyatt, KJ4CTD and 0TR, 73.
0TR, KB4CPA.
Good morning, Dave. How's your day going, sir? I know how it's going. You're probably just getting out of the tennis court.
Had a game at 9, and so we finished about 10:30 or so. And then now I'm headed up to the Wireman and pick up a little coax for the vertical section of the Carolina Wyndham. I got my new Ballon in yesterday, 4-1. So I'm ready to get that thing put back together and, you know, get everything on the air. So, heck, I may just build my own launcher to get it up in the trees. I hate depending on somebody to do that. Everybody that I know has a launcher. Yeah, nobody lives nearby.
I could come down there. I just, it's got to be fairly decent weather, Dave, and, you know, I'm not too physically fit, shall we say, and do that. Have you got any launcher in mind? I see they got those ones like I got in QST, and they're not very expensive, but you could take a look at mine and just build one. They're simple as pie, and I enjoy it. And I just bought myself a bigger open face reel to go on mine, and I have another open face reel I took off of it that's most adequate that you could acquire very reasonable, let's put it that way.
With it'd be nice to have one, and I like the one that Bill has in for IQ. His has a it's like an air nozzle that you would put on the end of you know, your compressor hose to, you know, blow something, you know. And bust something off, and he's got his worked into the launcher, and that's his trigger, and so it makes it a lot easier than having to turn a valve, you know, 90 degrees. It makes it a lot easier to aim it the way his is made. I'd really like to do one like he's got.
Gerald TR Mobile. Yeah, I agree with you. Chad made a beauty. It's a little overkill. We actually put one of my plumb bobs in it. And then shoots a plumb bob out of sight. And his has got a trigger on it. But he machined it in his shop. And with the, it's on top of the regulator, I think, and he can regulate each shot, the pressure on it. I just regulate mine. It's got a valve core on it like you got on your tire and a pressure gauge. And according to how high I want to shoot it, I just put that much pressure on it. But in reality, Dave, I usually put 125 pounds on it and let it go. That way it'll clear the top of a 100-foot tree. And it works pretty good. I'm going to get me some glitter paint and paint those sinkers. That's the only thing I found hard about it was I couldn't find the right size sinker to put in it. And I don't know what Bill uses for a projectile, but I know this much. Chad would make you a projectile that would fit the ID of your shooter. That wouldn't be a problem at all. But I just shoot these sinkers, and I got the sinkers from a place up on the East Coast. That guy that sold it to me at Shelby many years ago, he didn't tell me the sinkers would be hard to find, and there just wasn't anything exactly the right size. But that's why I'm kind of stingy with it, because I only got a certain number of sinkers left.
The ones I've seen just use PCV pipe, and the ends are just under the inside diameter of the the tube, and that way you put pennies inside the projectile. It's about, I don't know, 4 or 5 inches long, and then put your hook in, of course, in the end of it, tie your fishing line to it, and it makes a good projectile, and it's pretty tough. I have seen one of them. We did have one of them break, but it actually hit the tree, and it was moving along pretty good.
Almighty, with this one of mine, there's no question about it, because about the highest tree I've shot over is anywhere from 80 to 100 feet. And if that 2-ounce sinker hits you, I'll tell you a little story. I had a friend that was spoonbill fishing up on in the Osho River in Miami, Oklahoma. And a guy on the other side of the river, they used 8-ounce sinkers. And he cast it across, and the line broke, and the sinker come over and hit Jim Fernacci in the side of the head. And he didn't, it hurt, but it didn't break the skin. Kind of scratched him a little, but then he started having dizzy spells, and they had to put the pads on him and bring him back, I think, 2 or 3 times on the way to the hospital, because it gave him a concussion. So you got to be careful with them. They're just as dangerous as a firearm.
Put a projectile for nothing, I tell you. Yeah, I don't want to be on the business end of anything like that. I mean, yeah, I would treat that just like I would, a handgun or a rifle, whatever, you don't want to point it in any direction that might cause harm to somebody else. Oh, man, as the rule says, know your target and what's beyond it. Oh, man, so, it's interesting, but hopefully where my trees are is in the very back of the yard, at the back of the property, and there's not much of a chance of hitting anybody or a house or anything, so I'm glad about that.
Next was they put pennies in. Was they made out of PVC or something? I might get Chad to make me something for mine rather than that those sinkers, because that'd be a good idea. I guess you just make them out of aluminum, but I haven't sized it exactly in a long time, so I don't know what the inside diameter of that PVC is. But you're welcome to come over and look at it anytime. And I haven't tried out this new reel yet. I bought a pin reel, and I give $70 for it. And one time I loaned this to a friend, and he fell down and broke the reel. And anyway, he was good enough to replace the reel, and but it just never did satisfy me. So I bought a new one, and I didn't like it that well. It's okay. But I wanted a great big one, so I went and bought a pin like they use in saltwater fishing. I just put it on, and I put a fishing rod eye up there on it, and I haven't tried it out yet. I just got it done here yesterday or the day before, so I'm anxious to see how it works.
Interesting. The projectiles that I've seen used are made totally out of PCV. It's just a PCV pipe, and then, you know, you cut it to, I don't know, I would say probably about 4 inches, and then you put a caps on each end and an eyelet, you know, in one end, and tie your fishing line to it, and then it's just barely smaller than the inside diameter of the launcher, and then of course the compressed air sends it flying. So and that's all I've, that's the only kind I've ever seen used.
Well, I'll have to look into that. These sinkers, sometimes when they hit the ground so hard that they almost bury themselves. That's why I was thinking about getting some sparkly paint and put on them. And that way you'd be able to find it. Unless you want to volunteer to come out and be on the other side of the tree and see where it hits at.
Funny, it probably hit me right smack in the face.
Well, we'll have to go to Plan B, I guess. I thought that'd be the easiest one. Dave, we're over here by Sam's in Spartanburg. Really enjoyed talking to you this morning. You have a good day and a safe day most of all, and I'll say 73s and clear with your final in 02.
Well, enjoy this beautiful day. It's always good to talk to you. And Bernice, make him behave. Talk to you later, N0TR, KB4CBA.
KN4VWA, KB2A, check this.